Thank you for calling JNA Service. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. For accounts receivable or accounts payable, press 1 for Jennifer. For assets or contract management, press 2 for Travis. For DOT, press 3 for Matt. For human resources or payroll, press 4 for Chris. For operations, press 5 for Craig. For PSE, or why not, press 6 for Anita. For safety, press 7 for Brian. For employment verification or unemployment claim, press 8 for Mia. For Dean Greer, press 9. Once again, thank you for calling JNA Service. Have a great day.
Transferring to
Dean Greer.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Hey, Dean.
Yeah.
This is Pete. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take up too much time. I was trying to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we sent out about 2 weeks ago. It was based on some work you did with Bank of the Ozarks last year. Do you recall that at all?
No, I don't.
It was in April. It was probably for some sort of business loan here, but regardless, based on that history that you do have with them and that credit relationship, your business is pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital with us. It looks like about $250K. Is there anything you can do with that now that oil's back above 50, or are you still kind of stagnant?
Yeah, we're still a little stagnant.
Right? Still waiting. If you don't mind me asking, what would oil have to be at for you guys to start picking up again? I'm just trying to learn a little bit more about the industry.
They're saying 50 and above. They said 50 is the magic number, but
that's why I'm calling today.
Nobody started doing anything yet.
Mm-hmm. So you think we're still about a month out or so?
I would say at least that, yes.
Mm-hmm. What were your numbers like when it was back, around 60, 70 a barrel?
Actually, we had really good numbers going on at that time.
What was that, like a year and a half?
All of our divisions were all busy, and we had over 400 employees. Now we're down to 78.
Wow. So you've had a lot of cutbacks in the last couple of years, right?
In the last 6 months.
Wow.
That happened within the last 6 months.
Is there anything you're trying to do differently than maybe some other producers out there to stand above the crowd, or is it just...
We got 8 salesmen out there beating down doors trying to pick up anything and everything we can get, anything between equipment sales to getting back out in the patch and working.
You guys sell equipment? Are you selling off some of your old pieces here?
Yeah, and we got some stuff too.
Oh, really? What'd you get?
Oh, we can manufacture almost anything now.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I have done this in the past before where, when a business is kind of going through a down phase and selling off some of the equipment, if you do find another business that's looking to purchase your equipment, we can actually help you get rid of it and finance it for them. You see what I'm saying? Like a third party.
Right.
It'll just help you move stuff a little bit quicker. I'm actually got 2 or 3 accounts I'm dealing with right now doing the same thing. Do you have any offers for any of your pieces right now? Or any bids on it?
Oh, actually, we've sold several things already.
Mm-hmm. You don't have anything on deck right now?
Not at this time. We don't, no.
All right. How about I shoot you a quick email right here and just with a little rundown of what we offer, and maybe I can help you out, if not, getting some capital equipment for your own business here down the road. Maybe at least I can just help you move some of these pieces and, stay solvent, stay afloat during this time.
Sure.
Yeah, where can I send that to?
Look at it myself to figure out what the heck it is. Just send it to my Gmail account. I can't figure this account out.
No problem.
Good. deanjaservice@gmail.com.
Perfect, perfect, Dean. How long have you guys been in business there for?
12 years.
12 years, and just kind of in the last 6 months, everything just kind of, part of my French, should hit the fan.
Yeah,
I got you, yeah. Hey, you know what, Dean? I'm going to put you on my, I got a big oil list going with a bunch of different oil producers in your area all over the country. And, you know, if, give me a number for oil that it has to be per barrel, and I'll give you a call back then. What are you thinking? Maybe like 60, 65, 70 a barrel?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, I'll put you on my list I'm got going on here, and if it's ever above 60, 65, you'll hear another call back from me.
Okay.
Sounds good, Dean. I look forward to hearing you. Hopefully it is.
Okay, yep.
Take care.
You too. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Gotcha.